I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN. Tomorrow is Homeless Pets Day. Each day in our country, 70,000 puppies and kittens are born. Each day, that is the statistic, which I find staggering. And because of overpopulation, more than 3.7 million animals are still being euthanized each year in shelters across the country. The numbers of those being euthanized in Chicago has dramatically dropped since Paws Chicago came onto the scene. And CEO Susanna Homan is on the phone from Paws Chicago. Good morning, Susanna. How are you today?
It's so nice to talk to you, Lisa. Good morning.
Oh,
pardon the barking doggies in the background.
And you're not even at Paws yet, are you?
No, these are my barking doggies.
Yeah. They wait until you're on the phone.
Yeah, they do.
I was talking about the staggering numbers of animals that are euthanized across the nation. And in Chicago, those numbers have dropped dramatically since Paws Chicago came onto the scene. And not only is that about adoption, but it's about spay and neuter programs. And
so right. And that's something our founder, Paula Fasayas, discovered very early in her research about how to address this problem almost 25 years ago, where next year will be our 25th anniversary. But you can't adopt your way out of the stray pet overpopulation problem because there are just way too many. And so she's been fundraising for spay-neuter surgeries, and Paws has been performing them for 24 years, almost 300,000 surgeries at this point. And that has been the most important part of what Paws does in Chicago.
If you go into Paws Chicago, you go into their shelter at on North Clybourne.
They have this
chart. I love that chart that shows how many cats one unneutered cat can produce in a matter of years.
Yeah, it's about 400,000 in 7 years.
From one cat.
When you think about it,
yeah,
right.
It is crazy.
Yeah, because they can reproduce every couple of months. And if all of those kittens keep reproducing, it becomes enormous. And so spaying and neutering is really important. And we offer free and low-cost spay and neuter services out of our medical center, which I know we were going to talk about a little today.
Yeah, absolutely. First, let's talk about what starts tomorrow. And that is finding homes for dogs and cats, maybe adult dogs, maybe comeback kitties, maybe dogs that have had a little tougher time or might need a little medical assistance. Tell everybody how they can adopt and why this program that kicks off tomorrow is so important.
Yeah, and technically Clear the Shelters, I think, kicks off on Monday, and it is almost a month-long effort. And basically, there are a bunch of animals that either they come back to Paws or they've been at Paws for a while, and they're wonderful animals, but the shelter environment might make them very nervous, and so they struggle finding a home because maybe they're not connecting as easily. People adopt puppies and kittens within minutes of them arriving at a shelter, but sometimes the older animals have a little bit of trouble with that connection, and once you get them in a home environment, they blossom, and they're sweet and happy, and they become very affectionate and attached, and so our goal is to match these sometimes a little harder to adopt animals with the perfect home environment. So we ask a lot of questions. We do this quiz called compatibility, and we ask people, do you have a fenced-in yard? That might mean you can handle a dog that has a little more energy. Or are you home all day? So if you're someone who works from home and this is an animal that requires a lot of attention, that could be the best environment for that animal. So what we try to do is find people to come forward and adopt some of these sometimes older, larger, or harder to adopt animals. And then we support you through the process because we have behaviorists on staff who are really good at assessing animals and their needs. And a lot of times we put them in foster homes while they wait for their permanent adopter. So we find out from the foster a lot of information about the animal. So you get this whole docket of information about the animal's likes and dislikes and how to connect with them.
And the adoption fees are waived during this event that starts on Monday?
That's right. We will give you a free a free animal. That there are
There is no such thing, but at least you won't have to pay that fee. Yes.
You don't have to, exactly. You don't have to pay the adoption fee. And we also, you know, you get a lot of great stuff from Paws because you always get an animal that has received its vaccines, is spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Your first medical appointment is covered at a vet. So you get that in your folder from us, and we send you home with food.
I know too well. I've got five that I've adopted from Paws. So I've got about 90 seconds left. So tell everybody about the Paws Chicago Medical Center.
It's just amazing. It opened during COVID, so a lot of people don't know it's there. It's in Little Village, and we've been operating a clinic out of this space for 20 years, but now it's been fully outfitted. It has isolation suites. It has incredible surgical facilities. We have 8 vets operating out of there, and every Paws animal that we adopt out goes through the medical center to get treated before it's adopted, but we also serve tens of thousands of pets from the community. So we operate, I mean, it's kind of like a Northwestern hospital or like a human hospital, but it's just for pets, and it's the most incredible space. It's for homeless pets and then pets in low-income communities where people are looking for low-cost services or free services, and we supply those.
That is absolutely amazing. Anybody who wants to adopt, wants to foster, wants to give, go to pawschicago.org. And Suzanne, I know that you're new to the role of CEO at Paws Chicago, but welcome. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And you've been such a supporter for so long, and I've known you through the Paws circuit, and I'm excited to get to work with you in this new way, too. So
I can't wait to see how many animals get adopted during this program.